Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.
Amen. Well, I was just a teenager when our family moved to South Florida, and God gave our family a heart and a vision for South Florida. We came with no promise of financial support from any major ministry. We came on faith. We came on a word from God. And you know what? That was enough. Faith and obedience was enough. After 25 years, we've seen thousands of people touched, many, many people saved. We've done ministry in some of the best neighborhoods of South Florida. We've done ministry in some of the worst neighborhoods in South Florida. We fed people. We visited people in their homes. We visited people in the hospitals. We've ministered to people in the prisons. We've shared God's hope. We've shared God's love. We've been patient with each other. We've seen miracles. We've seen signs. We've laughed together. We've cried together. And we've done it all over again. After 25 years, I have to say, I'm thankful. I'm still thankful. I'm thankful because it's been God's vision. It's been God's plan. It's been God's journey. And I wouldn't change it for the world. This is Hope's 25th year anniversary, and I'm thankful. Is anybody thankful today? Amen. And that's what we've been talking about, is being thankful in every season. Being able to look back at Hope and say, I'm thankful for what God has done in every season. The seasons that were really high, the seasons that were difficult, the seasons that were in between. God, I want to say thank you in every season. And there's a necessity for our thankfulness to be consistent. Because when we're consistent with our thanksgiving, we actually gain a momentum. We gain a spiritual momentum when we're consistently thankful. So today, what I want to talk about is being consistently thankful. Will you say that with me? Consistently thankful. Write it down, type it out. Consistently thankful. This is so important. You know, God moved us from North Bay Village to Little Haiti to Golden Glades Interchange to North Miami to Hollywood to Cooper City and finally to Pembroke Pines. And I'm thankful. God has been faithful. He's been consistently faithful. And we have been consistently thankful. Amen? It's all right. You can give God a hand. That's good. We can boast in God, what God has done in 25 years. But there's something that happens when we are thankful and consistent. When thanksgiving meets consistency, it's a powerful chemistry. Because actually, thanksgiving in itself is powerful just by itself. We talked about that last week. How that thankfulness opens up a gateway into God's presence, how it draws us in, how it draws us closer to God. But when we couple thankfulness with consistency, something incredible happens. I see my good friend Kenny in the back, and we know what happens when we're consistent with our finances, when we're consistent with saving. And when we're consistent with thanksgiving, we have a spiritual return that's similar to that. It's compounded. The interest, the power is compounded when we are consistent with our thanksgiving. There's a spiritual reaction when you mix thankfulness and consistency. I'm not just thankful once. We're not just thankful a couple of times, but when we're consistent with it, when we continue in the pattern, when we continue in the thought process, in the perspective, in the spiritual principle of thankfulness, it begins to become ingrained in our life. the perspective of thanksgiving. Over time, as I'm thankful, something shifts in me. Something changes in me as I sustain this thankful attitude. Something shifts in my atmosphere because I don't want to just be thankful once or twice or on occasion. I want to be thankful and continue to be thankful in every area of my life because it begins to produce an atmosphere around me. Does anybody want to have an atmosphere that God has around you? An atmosphere of thanksgiving. Do you want to know what an atmosphere of thanksgiving can do in your life? When I'm thankful, I'm sowing seeds into my future. Are you following me so far? I'm sowing seeds when I'm thankful. But when I'm consistently thankful, it allows those seeds to germinate and take on a life of their own. Now, all of a sudden, because I've been consistently thankful, I've not only thrown seeds out there, I've allowed time for that harvest to begin to grow in my life. Now, all of a sudden, I have an atmosphere around me of thanksgiving. For those that are consistent in thanksgiving, it creates a different atmosphere in their life. An atmosphere that is ripe for miracles. An atmosphere that is ripe for blessing, for breakthrough. An atmosphere that is ripe for the manifestation of the presence of God. An atmosphere that is ripe for healing. When I'm consistently thankful, it sets an atmosphere ripe for doors to open that were previously closed. And this atmosphere of thanksgiving creates a garment of favor. I'm now walking in favor because of this atmosphere of thanksgiving. I have this atmosphere because I have sustained a life of thankfulness. That's what God would want from us. We can only build an atmosphere of thanksgiving when we have sustained a thankful perspective. I've looked at the Word of God. I've read the Word of God, and I see how it's challenging me to be thankful. So when I sustain that principle, spiritual principle in the Word of God of thankfulness, it begins to create a spiritual atmosphere around me. And now I'm walking in the favor of God. Now I'm walking in an atmosphere that is ripe for breakthrough, for harvest, for miracles, for abundance, because I'm thankful for what God has already done. He is excited to do something new in my life. An atmosphere is different than one-time occurrence. An atmosphere of thanksgiving is different than being occasionally thankful. A child at Christmas time can be thankful in the moment. They open up the present. They're so excited. They're running around the house. They're thankful in the moment. But are they still thankful a week later when the toy is a week old? Are they still thankful 3 months later when the toy is in the toy box? But we as children of God must be consistently thankful if we want to see the next gift that God is going to give us, if we want to see the next season that God is going to bless us with, if we want to see the next door that God is about to open, I need to sustain a perspective of thanksgiving in my life because I want to cultivate an atmosphere of thanksgiving in my life. I need to walk in the favor of the Lord that happens by sustained thanksgiving. An atmosphere of thankfulness is created not by an immature faith. It takes growth to say thank you consistently, even in difficulty. Ooh, that's powerful. It's easy to say thank you when you just unwrap the gift. It's easy to say thank you when God just gave you your next toy and it's sitting in your lap. But 3 weeks later, when you're going through hell at your job, can you still say, God, thank you? I don't see everything that you're doing in my life, but I just want to say thank you in advance because I need to sustain this perspective. It's for my own good. I need to sustain this thought process, this pattern, this spiritual principle of saying, God, thank you. I'm going to say thank you even in difficulty because I've already decided that I'm going to be consistent in how I thank God. An atmosphere of thankfulness is obvious to those around you that something is different about you. An atmosphere of thanksgiving is obvious to those around you that something is different about you. If you ever notice somebody and you just see the favor of God on them, and you see that they're a humble person, and you see that they're thankful, and you see that they're just overflowing with good things, it comes from a different perspective. A different perspective that the world doesn't give. The world can't teach you this. It's not in a self-help book at Barnes & Noble. You can't find it there. It's a spiritual principle that comes from the Word of God that says no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to be thankful. And I need to sustain that in my life. Because when I have an atmosphere of thanksgiving, it draws God's attention. When I have an atmosphere of thanksgiving, I'm now overflowing in every good thing. When I have an atmosphere of thanksgiving, it's not only transforming my life, it begins to transform other things around me. So I can't get derailed. Look at somebody and say, I can't get derailed. Look at somebody else and say, don't get derailed. This is important that we stay on track here. We can't let anything stop our perspective of thanksgiving, our practicing of the principle of thanksgiving from the Word of God. I can't let anything stop it. It's too important in my life. It's too important at Hope. It's too important in our community. It's too important in our family. We have to continuously practice thanksgiving. What major event in your life could possibly break your continuity? Go ahead and decide now before you get into the thick of it that I'm going to be thankful at all times. I'm going to be thankful. When God first told us to move to Pembroke Pines and God really just highlighted this building and we got into this building and we were so excited, we were celebrating. It was difficult to find a place, actually. The way that real estate is, the way that the governing laws are, and people don't want a church a lot of times because church doesn't pay the same taxes that everybody pays, right? We have that special exemption from the government that you don't have to pay property tax. So a lot of cities, they don't necessarily want you. It's not that they're trying to kick you to the curb, but they're trying to kick you to the curb. So when we found the building, we were so excited, but little did we know it was going to be the most intense 3-year battle that we'd ever had. Going, fighting, talking to the city. Pointing out the mistakes of the architect. Going back to the general contractor. Going back and forth and back and forth to get everything right. For 3 years, we fought for our certificate of occupancy. Our ability to legally occupy the building. We had to fight for it for 3 years. We could have gotten derailed. We could have walked away. We could have given up. We could have gotten off track. But instead, we stayed thankful. He said, God, I'm going to thank you even for the small victories. Okay, we passed the fire inspection. God, thank you for that. We passed a partial building inspection. Well, God, thank you for that. Oh, we got the funding to be able to get the chairs. Oh, God, well, thank you for that. Even though I don't have the big breakthrough, God, I want to thank you in the small things because I understand that the small things are paving the way for the big breakthrough. When I'm thankful for the small victories, I'm actually, God is paving the way for the big breakthrough. If we can apply that in our life and say, God, I may not have the big breakthrough. I may not have the spouse, the fiance that I was praying for. But God, if I can thank you for the small things, I may not have the dream job yet. But God, I'm thanking you for the small victories along the way. My bank account might not look exactly like my new startup company might not look exactly like it should. But I'm thanking you for the small victories along the way. Because it's paving the way. The small victories and the consistent thankfulness is paving a way to the big miracle. Look at somebody and say, your big miracle's coming. Your big miracle's coming. Stay thankful. We could have gotten derailed. We could have gotten off course. We could have given up. But we didn't. We stayed thankful. What is it that might derail you? What life events? What emotional framework could take you out of the position to be thankful?
We all have reasons that we could get off track. Sure, there's 100 reasons why we could stop being thankful, but it's too important. Some may even be off track today. I'm not guilting you. I'm encouraging you to say, get on track today. Get back on the wagon. Get back in there, because something happens. Something shifts in you. Something shifts in your atmosphere. Something is created. A culture is created around you. A favor is created around you when you're consistent in your thanksgiving. So put some guardrails up. Make a commitment today to yourself and to God not to get derailed. I like how David says it, Psalm 34, one of our guiding scriptures for this series. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm always going to do it. I'm going to be consistent with it. No matter if it's a good time, no matter if it's a bad time, in between time, I'm going to be consistent. And his praise shall consistently be in my mouth. His praise, my vocabulary is going to be the praises of God. I'm not stopping. Look at somebody and say, I'm not stopping.
I'm not stopping.
I've decided to bless the Lord at all times, in every season, to be consistent, to continue to have something thankful to say. I am going to bless the Lord. I'm not going to get derailed. I'm not going to let life events change my perspective. I'm not going to let toxic emotions change the way I think about this thankful perspective. I might learn new things. I might grow. I'm definitely going to grow. But I'm not going to let anything change the fact that I need to be thankful every day. That's one perspective that does not need to change. Look at somebody who says, this doesn't need to change. There is not one circumstance or new piece of information I can learn that changes the fact that I need to be thankful in every season. I could go back to school. I could get 5 degrees. I could get a PhD. I could learn all kinds of new information. I could learn all kinds of new revelations. But it wouldn't change the fact that the principle of thanksgiving is eternal, it's divine, and I'm deciding to make it a permanent part of my life. Can somebody raise your hand and say, I'm deciding to make thanksgiving a permanent part of my life? Say it one more time. I'm deciding to make thanksgiving a permanent part of my life. There we go. We're on the right track. There's no adverse circumstance that can come into my life and can stop me from being thankful. There is nothing that can stop me from being thankful. Say nothing can stop me from being thankful. I will bless the Lord at all times. My mouth, my vocabulary is going to be full of the testimony of God's goodness. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound like a winning strategy? My vocabulary is going to be full of the testimony of God's goodness. I couldn't even get in here today without Brother Samal giving me his testimony. What happens when we stir up an atmosphere among each other? We say, man, listen what God did. I want to tell you what I'm thankful for this week. This is what God did. Even when I go through difficulties, I've actually decided I'm going to dig deeper. When I go through it, anytime I go through it, I'm going to search for an even deeper sense of gratitude. We can be broken by life's difficulties, or we can find a deeper expression of our faith. In times of great hardship, I choose to let God show me a greater level of thanksgiving. When you are going through difficulty, find a deeper expression of thankfulness. Be challenged by hardship. If the devil steps it up with you, step it up with the devil. I'm going to be more thankful, even in seasons of difficulty, even if I'm going through a rough patch, even though I'm having some trouble trying to figure out what I need to do in this season, God, I'm still being thankful. Let God broaden your perspective. Let God deepen your sentiment when we allow God to touch our brokenness. When we allow God to touch the areas of our trauma, He will deepen our perspective and appreciation for what He is doing in our lives. Even if I don't see what you're doing, God, I know you're doing something. Even if I don't understand everything that you're doing, God, I'm going to thank you because I know that you're doing something good in my life. Because He who began a good work in me, He's going to be faithful to complete that. He's going to be faithful to finish what He started in my life. And so I'm thanking Him for that in advance. In the story of Job, he goes through pain, heartbreak, bankruptcy, even loss of loved ones. He goes through loss of health. He was devastated. But in the midst of that devastation, he said this in Job 1:22, "The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord." What? Even in the midst of devastation, even in the midst of pain and trauma, he found some way to get into a perspective of thanksgiving with God. Let me tell you something. When you get to a place that no matter what the devil throws at you, the devil literally walked into the courts of heaven and said, "I want to mess with Job." And God says, "I will give you limited permission." When we have the devil messing with you, messing with your family, and you can still say, "Thank you, God." Let me tell you something. The backside of your story is about to be good. It's about to be good. Even in the midst of Job's pain, Job cried out, "God, bless your name." He's praising God in the midst of the worst kind of struggle. We can either let tragedy, heartbreak, pain, crisis cause us to lose our thankfulness, or we can, with God's help, deepen our gratitude. Can I tell you today, let your trials deepen your faith. In the midst of his despair, in the midst of his heartache, he doesn't curse God like some people around him advised him to do. He digs down deep and he finds something to praise God about. When we go through difficulty, we can do this too. Dig deep and find a new sense of thanksgiving. Because here's the real truth. The enemy throws hardship in your way to get you to try to stop being thankful. The enemy throws problems in your way. He throws trauma. He throws pain in your life to try to get you to stop being thankful. Why would you play into the hand of the enemy? Because the moment that we stop being thankful, doors begin to close. Our world begins to retract. The favor begins to diminish off of our life when we stop being thankful. The enemy knows that. That's why he wants to throw things in your life, in your health, in your finances, in your family to try to get you to stop being thankful. Because if he can hamstring your faithfulness, he can stop your spiritual momentum. But if somehow you can do what is counterintuitive in the midst of your pain and sorrow and be thankful instead for what is good, what has gone on well, something miraculous can happen. Be thankful for what God has done, even if you have to in previous seasons. By the Spirit, do what is counterintuitive to the flesh and be thankful. It will begin to shift your circumstances. It might not be an overnight thing, but it begins to shift. It begins to change things in your life when you're thankful. When we are thankful in adversity, it enriches our spiritual walk. You ever notice that? Some of the people that are the deepest, they've been through something. And they've maintained their perspective through adversity. They've maintained their perspective through adversity. When we are thankful in adversity, it enriches our spiritual walk. Thankfulness in adversity will cause you to be a deep well that enriches not just yourself, it'll enrich others. When I'm thankful in adversity, I become a deep well. What did Jesus say to the woman at the well? He said that living waters, if you can get what I got on me, on you, you'll have living waters. It is a deep well. When we create a life, an atmosphere of gratitude, we become a deep well to enrich others. There are no heroes without great challenges. And there's no great revelation on Thanksgiving without being thankful in the midst of adversity. Sooner or later, there's going to be a moment that you got to say thank you when you don't feel like saying thank you. Sooner or later, you're going to have to say thank you. You're going to need to say thank you in the midst of some crap. The devil's not going to make it that every day is a day walking in paradise. There's going to be some days that you could have done a double take. I thought I was living in a living hell. But I still got to be thankful just off principle. Because I know something is happening in my life. Something is shifting in my life. Something is changing in my life. When I sustain thanksgiving, now I'm walking with favor. I'm walking in healing. I'm walking in restoration. I'm walking in blessings. I'm walking in signs and miracles because I have a different atmosphere on my life. Things move when I walk in the room because I got something different on my life. And it's because I haven't let up. I stay thankful. I'm still going to praise. Johnny, I praise if the room is full or the room is half empty. I praise God. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise is never going to stop. It's never going to cease. It's never going to get less because I won't stop being thankful. No matter the season, I've decided to be consistent in the way that I praise God. This vocabulary is always going to be my vocabulary. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to say thank you at all times. What today can you look back on and say, God, thank you? If I can't thank you for today, God, I can reach back and thank you for yesterday. I can find something back in the archives of my testimony and say, God, thank you. Because when I say thank you, when I say thank you for yesterday, the door is opening for tomorrow. God, I want to say thank you. What major battle has God helped you win? I don't want to forget what God has done. I don't want to forget his benefits. I don't want to forget the victories that he's brought me through. If God didn't do another thing, I got a whole laundry list of things I can be thankful for. I was talking to one of the brothers after the first service and just tears in his eyes telling me, man, I'm thankful for what God did on the cross, for what Jesus did for me on the cross, with tears in his eyes like it happened yesterday. When we can thank God for what he's doing now and what he's done in the past, it is a door opener for the miracles in the next season. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to stand among your sons and daughters and talk about how good you are. Talk about all the reasons that we should and we could and we need to be thankful. God, I thank you, Father, for the principle of thanksgiving, which is irrefutable. It is a spiritual law, just as real, even more real, God, than the natural law of gravity is the law of thankfulness. When we are thankful, it invites you in. It invites a different atmosphere. It creates a different culture around us that we walk in your favor and we walk in your blessing. And even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know you're walking with us, because we are consistently inviting you into our life through thanksgiving. God, teach us to be consistently thankful. Teach us to be thankful in every single season. Maybe as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've gone a little off track. Maybe I stopped being thankful. Maybe I stopped doing the right things, but I just need to get back. I need to get back to where I need to be with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you today. Amen. 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 If you slipped up your hand, I want to pray for you. I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody, we can say this prayer together. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for giving me a new start. I want to apply your work on the cross to my life today. I'm sorry for the times I've missed it. I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the skeletons in my closet. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me live like you. I need your help. I need you to be Lord and Savior. Don't just save me. I need you to lead me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, can we give God the biggest praise today? Hallelujah. I'm just thankful for what God is doing. Even today, what God is doing. I know he's doing a new thing. I know that what we saw the last 25 years, we're going to see even greater things this year and the next year and the year after that. And 5 years down the road, God is only getting greater. God is only doing things better. How many know that his kingdom is always advancing? Amen.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.